Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we're back after an exciting weekend. It was the big finale to a couple weeks of buildup for the Mix 100 Diamond Dive 2.0, and it went down at Dave & Buster's in Westminster on Saturday morning. And what a turnout! Right, Katie?
It was a blast. Yeah, it was so much fun. I was actually just looking at the pictures Facebook.
Well,
I was getting kind of distracted. I'm sorry.
Thank you for focusing.
Well, it was so much fun. And it was just all of our friends and all of the listeners who came together to support one big thing. And yeah, I always like when we get together with like-minded people like that. So
it was very nice.
It was good
to
see him dive into that cake and just do work.
It's
you know?
Best people
Those
watching.
Ladies. Man, they went all out diving into that thing, didn't they?
They truly brought their A game.
They were on top of each other.
There was at one point someone pulled someone else off, another lady, and then cake went flying into the air.
Straight up.
Well, I had to, at one point, you know, I was manning the mic doing a little play-by-play, and I finally was like, ladies, stop throwing the cake.
Yeah.
Because the ring might be in that chunk that you're throwing around.
Yeah.
They stopped, but Cheryl, sweet Cheryl Huber, dove in and got the ring.
Yeah.
What a nice lady. We're going to try to get her on the phone at 8 o'clock today just to talk about the experience and how she's feeling. Like, she had tears of joy.
She sure did.
Literally crying at the event.
Well, and I just want to say, she was one of the first people there. She got qualified early on. She had a costume. She had a shirt that said something about, you know, her ex-husband took her first ring, so she needed to find another one or something. I just loved her whole story. Like, she is a kindergarten teacher, and she had her students strategize on how she was going to win these things. Those are some smart kindergartners,
really cute
you know?
Kids.
So it just, her whole story was so heartwarming. And she was very excited, again, one of the first people to show up. So she met Josh and I when we got there at 10:30. And
she was ready to go.
She was so excited. And so, but everybody was. Everyone who came to the event, we had 40 ladies lined up around that cake. And each and every one of them was so excited to be a part of it. And that was the main theme when everybody left was, this is just one of the most exciting things I've ever done in my life. I'm just so happy I got to do it, you know? So
it was fun to look around at one point, and even before it started, just seeing everybody smiling, you know? Like, this was just kind of the highlight of their day, coming to watch a bunch of ladies dive into a cake.
Yeah.
And then during the event, like, if you go back and watch the video, everyone is just so happy to be there and just to watch this go down.
Yeah.
It was a joy to be there. It really was. Dave & Buster's, very gracious host, because, good God, that place was a mess afterwards.
Sure was.
It was a mess.
Yeah. Even as much as we try and corral everything into one little spot in the building, I mean, cake ends up everywhere.
It really does.
I mean, I saw frosting in the bathroom, so
there was a lot of frosting. Well, and I made the mistake. I didn't put the booties on.
I didn't
on
either.
My boots. And man, getting into my car and then getting home, I looked at the bottom. I wore my Ariat boots, which was a mistake, and they're just covered in frosting. So
you
I got to go wash
your
those
lesson?
Off.
Last year?
No, I thought I'd be safe, but somewhere along the lines, I was stepping in frosting.
Well, yeah.
I was tiptoeing around trying to avoid everything, but it got me. It got me good.
It did.
But so many great listeners came out. So many just fantastic people I met just at David Buster's, just hanging out.
Yeah.
Who were very gracious, and they're like, well, we got to listen to your show now. This is really fun.
It was a blast. Yeah. Even Safeway Rise Bakery, that cake, it looked so neat
perfect,
to
yeah.
see that cake in the middle of that big room, just all frosted up. And I got to take a big old dollop of that frosting.
Yeah, it was good.
It was tasty.
It was really good.
I told them, I was like, you didn't just, you know, bring lard to frost that with since you knew people were going to roll in it. You brought actual
it
frosting. Like, this tastes good.
And the
know?
Cake was from Safeway, so there's this giant S on it. You know how many people came up to me? They're like, what's the S for?
It's Safeway.
Eventually I told them.
Yeah.
But in true Jer Bear fashion, I was like, salmon. There's actually, we hid some salmon inside of it. And then I was like, spatula. You got to dive in and find a spatula is what you're looking for. They would look at me like, why am I watching this thing?
Why am I watching? What is this
Also,
thing?
A big old thank you to Rocky Mountain Custom Jewelry out here in Centennial. Nick and Matt, the owners there of that jewelry store, came through again with a beautiful ring. That was a beautiful rock.
My jaw dropped when I saw that ring. Like, it's so just sparkly and beautiful. I mean, a $5,000 ring?
Yeah. big
That's
old
pretty.
Fat rock on
Gorgeous.
That thing. Even Nick Nack was like, oh, yeah. Can yeah. I participate next year? So
when
I was
it
like,
was
no.
all shined up and pretty on the finger, it was like, oh, gosh, that's
It was
gorgeous.
Funny because we slid it on Cheryl's finger, and, you know, she was covered in cake.
Yeah.
And then Nick came over from the Rocky Mountain Custom Jewelry, and he slid it off her finger, and he put it in his mouth. And we're like, no, don't do that.
Okay.
He's like, don't worry about it. I'm going to clean it up. I was like, dang, dude. Dang.
Still in the mouth, though. Wow.
So anyway, if you want to see all the pictures and a ton of video, truly a ton of pictures too. There's a lot of content from our event on this past Saturday. Hop onto the socials. We posted a buttload of them over the weekend. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, Mix 100 Denver on Facebook and Instagram. And you can see how it all went down. And again, we'll get Cheryl on the phone with us at 8 o'clock today and talk about her experience. And if she stopped looking at that ring all weekend.
I'm sure all weekend was just a blur for her. Like, that happened on Saturday. I'm sure she's still just riding on a high.
Yep, absolutely. So congratulations to Cheryl. Coming off the weekend of love. Ooh, shmoopy doopy doopy. We went from the Diamond Dive out for date night for Valentine's Day. I had been planning a nice little outing for me and the missus, Sweet Knick Knack, for a couple weeks. Made reservations down at the Lake House down by us. Absolutely adore that restaurant. Right there on the lake at Clement Park. Had the filet. Quite tasty. Knick Knack had some sort of sandwich and cheese curds.
Oh, cheese curds.
Right?
That's
I know.
It.
Cheese curds. Like, man, we felt like we were out in Wisconsin again. Really good cheese curds. Highly recommend. And then while at dinner, she looked down at my wrist. And she said, what the hell do you have on your wrist? And I proceeded to pull my white dress shirt back and present to her my new Casio watch that I had picked up on Amazon for $27.
A Casio, really?
It's a Casio, the unisex digital watch that is very vintage, very big back in the 80s. It was a Casio, Katie Cat.
Why?
You want to take a look at it?
Kinda.
Here, I'm going to turn my screen around.
In the actual.
What in the actual Casio
That's
is
like,
that?
I love that.
I think
that.
My dad had that same
Every
watch.
Dad had that in the 80s. Every single dad. Here's a way throwback, but remember in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when they were trying to get home and everything and they were trying to sell everything and John Candy's like, and I have this Casio, and he draped it across. It's the Casio
it's
watch.
Casio.
It's all
watch.
Digital. It's got that when you hit the buttons on the side, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And in the dark, you got to hit the little button on the side, and it lights up. Yeah. So multiple times throughout the evening, I was like, you know, I wonder what time it is. Hold on, let me check my Casio. And I'd light it up, even in the car. I was like, you see that? It lights up at night. But it was just one of those impulse purchases that I was like, I got to have one of these. Because, yes, Katie, you are spot on that every dad had one of these.
He did. Like, I remember him putting it on the bedstand, putting it on every morning, like doing the light trick to us as well.
Oh,
like, what time is it?
Yeah, and I don't want to brag, but this thing's water resistant as well.
Of course it is.
It's pretty solid purchase. So, anyway, yeah, we were all dressed up looking real fancy because we were going down to the symphony and I put my Casio on, so I'll wear it at work at some point. I'll let you touch it and take a look at it.
Oh, of course.
I think it's so cool.
But yeah, so we went from the Lake House right downtown, and a big old thank you to the fine folks at the Colorado Symphony for putting on a great show. I haven't been down to the Symphony at the Betcher Concert Hall in probably 20 years.
Wow.
I mean, it has been a minute. So I was kind of looking for something fun and unique to do with Knick Knack. So we went and did that, and it's funny, you know, right when we got in the front doors, it's just like a total mingle sesh. You know, everyone's hanging out, and they've got multiple bars, and everybody's talking about music.
Well, it's a cocktail hour,
it's a cocktail hour before you go listen to beautiful music. And we go walking up, and there's this guy standing there that works there in a full suit. He's got a little name tag on. It says Bob. Bob's there handing out flyers. He's like,
what's
hey,
up, Bob.
You're Jeremy from Mix, aren't you? I was like, yeah, I am, Bob. I go, I was wondering, you had that look in your eye that you kind of knew me. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm a big listener. And in the middle of this fancy event, everybody's dressed up. He goes, I love that segment you did the other day, really loud. He's saying this, where your wife called in and busted you about farting in your sleep. It's like, Bob, we're in a nice place, dude. Know, right? Relax,
we're
buddy.
We're in suits.
We're in suits. Yeah, stop it.
Read the room.
So we got a good laugh about that. Oh, Nicole's Bob. Like, she's like, yeah, okay. So we got to meet Nick Nack and everything. But then we made our way into the actual auditorium there and listened to this band. Oh, do I want to say their name? Because I got something to say about this band. I'm going to wait. I'm not going to say who the band was. But
okay.
So they got the Colorado Symphony. The orchestra is there, okay? And then they're paired with this band that travels around, okay? So they're like the backing to this band. And the lead singer for the band is a beautiful woman, okay? 6 foot tall, blondish hair, okay. You know? And incredibly revealing plunging V suit jacket.
Oh.
And that's it. Nothing else underneath it.
Oh.
Through the entire thing. And busty AF.
Okay.
Okay. So she's singing and doing samba and dancing.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
A lot of shimmy, shimmy. And the entire time, I'm looking at her breastises, okay, like the entire time.
Yeah.
And so is Nick Nack.
Well, of course.
And so is every man in that place. They had the intermission, and we could hear the guys behind us like, I'm having a hard time concentrating on the music. I can't focus on anything. And Nicole's looking at me like, meh.
You know.
She at one point looked at me, she's like, I want to take my phone and zoom in. She's like, and see what we're, I mean, because we were up kind of high.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I don't want the people behind me to like notice that I'm doing that. Yeah. She's like, because I'm infatuated with her breastises right
well?
Now. So after intermission, this lady comes out in a change of wardrobe, a slinky little dress, and we're talking like bikini straps just covering. You know, just enough. Uh-huh. And even more revealing. And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening?
Act two.
Am I allowed to look? Am I allowed to look? Am I allowed to look?
Well, if your wife is looking, absolutely. Yeah.
That, I think, was the
now
hall
you're
pass.
Tag teaming it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. So the funny thing is, I mean, let's be real. The symphony, more of an older crowd. Okay?
Yeah.
More of an older crowd, generally. Yeah. There was some younger people. But generally, up front was a lot of older men. And she kept doing the shimmy shimmy where she would get down and like lean in and like yeah. sing to the people in the front row. And at one point I leaned over to Nicole and I was like, we're going to have an old guy die tonight. There's going to be a dead man here because they're going to be like, good God!
You guarantee nobody was napping during the symphony
no,
on Saturday
like
night,
they
though.
Were in their face.
Full
like,
attention.
These old guys are loving it.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
I
loving it up front. Yeah. Or we're going to have a man die tonight. So needless to say, we're going to go back to the symphony quite a bit.
Front row seats next
time. Huge fan. We're doing the upgrade for Jersey.